It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, under the unofficial control of billionaire Elon Musk, is making massive cuts to the federal workforce.
While an official government tally of the firings hasn't been released, in recent weeks, thousands of federal workers have been let go in nearly every part of the country.
Until a couple weeks ago, Lori Nowatzki was associate director and science coordinator of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Midwest Climate Hub, which covers eight states in the region, including Wisconsin.
Based in Ames, Iowa, Lori has been in the civil service her entire adult life and holds a doctorate in rural sociology. We spoke Monday afternoon, and Lori starts by describing what it was like to receive this termination letter.
It was honestly a little jarring. It was unexpected, like for so many other people who were terminated on February 13th or in the days following. I found out on the afternoon of the 13th that several probationary employees in our location were going to be terminated within hours. I actually did not expect to receive a termination letter because I have served for the USDA since 2021, and I have previous federal experience before that. So a long career in public service, but I had transferred to a new role in January. And so that seems to have triggered my termination that night. I received my letter at 10:30 on the 13th, but did not find out about it until about 7:30 the following morning, and had the rest of that day to complete offboarding paperwork and finish my employment at USDA.
Some federal workers have received notices claiming that their performance was, quote, not adequate to justify further employment at the agency. What stood out to you about the words in your letter?
Yeah, that was a surprise for me, given that myself, as well as others at my location who I work with and know very well, had received excellent performance reviews, had received merit awards in the months and years leading up to this. Two team members that I recruited into our team in the last year also were terminated in the days following February 13th. And both of those team members are from Southern Wisconsin and are excellent early career scientists who I feel lucky to have worked with, and they really had high quality work. They were incredible public servants and really worked hard to, deliver good science and information to Wisconsinites and Midwesterners across the region. But they were also terminated for what appeared to be, quote, performance issues.
Have you talked with them, and what have those conversations been like?
Yeah, we have been speaking. In fact, there's several terminated feds around the region and around the United States that are kind of gathering for support and camaraderie. So I speak regularly, probably daily, with the team members who were terminated alongside me. We are working together to navigate the appeal process, the unemployment filing process, as well as supporting each other in job searches.
What is the appeal process like? Can you explain it?
Yeah, so the appeal process goes to an agency called MSPB. The acronym is escaping me right now. But
the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board?
Thank you. Yes, that would be it. So that was outlined in our termination letters that we can submit an appeal within 30 days to the board. And they review, issues with employment decisions and other ethics issues across the federal workforce. So several of us intend to submit an appeal to that in the hopes that it will be acknowledged by the board that firing probationary workers for apparently no reason, kind of inaccurately stating performance issues, is not grounds for termination. So we are, several of us are seeking out that pathway and in hopes that something can change.
So as you do that, there are certainly the effects. You've talked about looking to your colleagues for support in this times. What are the immediate effects of losing your job in this way so suddenly and with little notice?
Yeah, I think the biggest effect for me that I felt on Friday was really a sudden grieving for the work that I did and the people that I worked with, and not being able to do that anymore. At the USDA Midwest Climate Hub, we work so hard to deliver climate and weather information to farmers and producers around the Midwest. You know, in the face of some really extreme and unpredictable weather patterns in the Midwest, it's been really important to kind of interpret climate data and bring that to the public. And that is work that I loved and that I felt fulfilled by. I worked with some really incredible people, both, you know, researchers at USDA and universities, but also farmers, agricultural advisors who really helped inform our work and hopefully benefited from it as well. And so I think the emotional issues that follow these terminations has been sort of the biggest impact so far. And then of course there's other kind of more practical concerns. So we're in a very lucky position that my husband is employed and we have another source of income for the time being, but I know several families who lost their only source of income last week during the federal terminations and are kind of scrambling to find their next work, find a new way to get healthcare. Maybe several moved here to Ames or to their work locations for their position and now are left wondering if they should move again. So certainly a lot of really emotional and financial and other challenges folks are grappling with this week. One thing that is so stark to me about the last few weeks is the disproportionate impact on early career professionals. You know, I'm, you know, 10, 15 years into my career, but the effect this has had on so many young scientists and administrators seems to be the predominant theme among those that I've seen who are terminated. So,
well, these young scientists, they may now go in a totally different direction in life. And regardless of what happens now, this could have ripple effects many decades and generations into the future.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. We're talking with Lori Nowatzki, who was recently terminated from her position overseeing the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub as part of the Trump administration's massive cuts to the federal workforce. Lori, let's hone in here on the Midwest Climate Hub. This was not your first job with the federal government. Can you tell us about your personal journey through the civil service?
Sure. So when I was 17 years old, I was living in Dayton, Ohio, and I wanted to get some experience as a young person interested in science. So I was employed by the Department of Defense at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as a student lab assistant at the Air Force Research Labs. I spent several summers as well as worked part-time during the school years there during college. So several years kind of, I suppose, getting my start and learning what kinds of careers were out there, what it meant to be a scientist. So that was an incredible experience that really paved the way for me to figure out what I'd like to do and also highlighted the importance of public service in my mind. I went on to go to graduate school and then came to Iowa for my husband to come to graduate school here at Iowa State University. And I got a job as an extension specialist. So I was working for the state, but for several years was sort of doing data analysis and public service for the state of Iowa. But I came to the USDA in 2021 to serve as coordinator for the Midwest Climate Hub. So really a great opportunity to learn more about how climate change is impacting agriculture in the Midwest and also understand how not just climate change, but just kind of regular variation, extreme weather events are affecting farmers and production in the Midwest and making it even harder to farm in this context. And so I really have learned a lot alongside the incredible climatologists and other scientists on our team. And I was really thrilled to be promoted to Associate Director of the Climate Hub in January. just 3 weeks before my termination. Mm.
What are some of the projects you'd like to highlight from the Midwest Climate Hub, and especially as it relates to farmers?
Yes, there are several. So as I said, we have a pretty strong team at the Midwest Climate Hub. Several are still working there, several climatologists, as well as social scientists. I'm a social scientist myself, so we really did our best to merge those sciences to be of service to farmers and the agricultural community. One really well-received product that we put out on a regular basis that went out to 1,200 subscribers, and still does, I think, although I'll admit that I don't know the inner workings right now as I've been out for a week and a half, but we worked really hard every month on what we called a Midwest Ag-focused climate outlook. And essentially, it was a four-page document that takes all of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's climate and weather data and tools about what's happening with the weather now, what's going to happen in the coming months, and we would place it into the context of agricultural decision making. Mm-hmm. So we have heard from several, USDA employees who do agricultural advising and conservation planning, as well as extension specialists across the region, that this was a really important way to bring that climate data and climate information to farmers on the ground in the Midwest. I'll also highlight that, inspired by that work, one of the terminated employees who is from Wisconsin, he initiated the Wisconsin Ag Climate Outlook, which was a weekly report that he would spend hours on every Tuesday to prepare for a University of Wisconsin Extension website. And this was sort of a Wisconsin-focused interpretation of climate and weather data for agricultural decision makers. So I don't know what the future of those tools are now that capacity at the Climate Hub has been so depleted and we've lost two scientists and myself as one of the leadership roles. And so we're not sure what the Climate Hub will be able to continue providing to the region.
I would imagine these documents, these climate outlooks, they would help farmers make really big decisions like when to plant and when to harvest.
Yes, a lot of it was when to plant, when to harvest. Also, what to expect as far as being able to plant cover crops in the coming weeks, or when to apply fertilizer in the early spring or after the season in the fall. So there's a lot of micro decisions throughout the year for farmers and land managers, and weather and climate just add a complexity to that that is not always easy for everyone to interpret and understand. And we were trying to kind of help fill that gap.
And Lori, WPR has been hearing from some farmers who had grants frozen through the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. And I'm wondering your thoughts on how might farmland and watershed sustainability projects be affected?
That's a great question. And I'll preface this by saying that I was part of an agency, the Ag Research Service, that does not disperse those kinds of payments. But I am hearing similar stories like that from my colleagues at the Natural Resources Conservation Service, including some from Wisconsin, who are saying that farmers are really struggling to make ends meet because they're not getting reimbursements that they had applied for and were approved for several months ago. And it can make it really hard for them to, deal with their bottom line if they had expected those payments.
So as far as you know, is the Midwest Climate Hub staying intact even while losing critical staff?
As far as I know, it is staying intact. I think the current administration is, of course, voicing concerns about continuing climate-related work. I do want to kind of take this opportunity to share that climate and climate change are two different things, but those two concepts are being conflated into one. And so anything that works with even near-term weather and climate is having a lot of concerns about what might be coming down the line. So they're still there doing the work, providing the resources, and there to answer questions, but capacity is definitely a concern now. Mm.
You've said that you're grieving your life in public service. Can you say more about what being a civil servant has meant to you?
I grew up as a military kid. My father was in the Air Force for 30 years. Both of my grandfathers were in the Navy for that long as well. My entire life has been about public service, even before I could have a job. And it has always meant a lot to me to do work that supports public missions, public endeavors that are in some ways free from the influence of various private efforts or initiatives. And so there's a lot of work being done by public servants that really can't be filled by the private sector. And I think by eliminating public servant positions, we're really putting ourselves at risk of losing some really valuable work, valuable jobs, and also putting workers' rights as a whole at risk across all sectors. And so I think this is all coming together in the last week as sad for me, I think.
Have you started looking to the future and thinking about what's next for you, what's next for your career?
I am thinking a lot about that, and I've been trying to find ways to continue working in agriculture, natural resources, climate change. I have initiated a consulting service in the hopes that perhaps short-term contracts or projects might come up, but I also am applying for full-time positions. The reality is that public service roles are not available at this time, at least on the national scale. Some are at the state levels, but I am applying for roles at nonprofits and universities in the hopes that maybe something will allow me to continue doing the work that I love doing.
Lori, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
Lori Nowotsky was Associate Director and Science Coordinator of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Midwest Climate Hub. It covers 8 states, including Wisconsin. She received a termination letter on February 13th.
Thousands of federal workers caught up in the Trump administration's cost-cutting efforts now face a difficult search for work, and the Wisconsin Project wants to hear from you. Are you a federal employee in Wisconsin or a contractor who's been impacted by the latest efforts to reduce the federal workforce? How are the administration's new policies affecting you and the work you do?
If there's information you'd like to share about ongoing changes across the federal government, reach out to Wisconsin, and that address is wpr.org/Wisconsin. And note that's W-H-Y-Sconsin. That address again, wpr.org/Wisconsin.
Still ahead on Wisconsin Today, Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield County is facing financial challenges and making changes to continue their decades-long tradition of bringing live music to the region.
We are really conscious of making sure that we continue to be this viable member of the community.
Check out the changes and what they mean to that community coming up on WPR News.